Shalom, Shalom, Israel. It's your brother Rajai coming at you again, always being led by the Spirit, bringing to you the words of the Most High in truth and sincerity. I say Shalom to you. All praises to the Heavenly Father Yahweh and through His Son Yahweh Shai, that we're able to push this truth throughout the four corners of the earth in the true spirit of Yahweh Shai Mashiach, our Lord and Savior. Double honors and salutations to Great Millstone, our elders and apostles over at Great Millstone, our leaders and teachers in this truth, teaching the doctrine 100% in the spirit of Yahweh Shai Mashiach, day in day out. Salutations and salutes to our Akiyam and prophets and men of the Lord that are out there reaching and teaching our people on these highways and byways, preaching in the same spirit of Yahweh Shai Mashiach, betting their lives, or Slaki, and risking their lives to do so day in and day out. I say Shalom to you, and Shalom to our one-third of Israelites, keeping these laws and commandments of the Most High to your best ability, day in and day out, staying in that spirit, the same spirit of Yahweh Shai Mashiach, our Lord and Savior. Shalom, Shalom, Israel. Today, it's going to be very interesting, but like I say, always being led by the Spirit. What I wanted to bring to the discussion and for edification purposes is that talk about the power of our Lord Yahweh Shai Mashiach, and the Father Yahweh Shai, that He is controller of all things, and all things come from above. Okay, all creations, works seen and unseen, okay, what the mind hasn't fathomed or doesn't understand, you know, all these things you know, come from the Most High. All right, and for the so-called Black Native American, Central Indian, Native American, and Hispanic, we are to repent from our sins, come back to our Lord and Savior, you know, repent to the Heavenly Father, all right, and do the works thereof. Okay, so we got to come out of this world, we got to come out of this system, this beast, this dragon, that have our people, you know, minds in captivity, you know, in slavery. All right, and you understand, a lot of us understand through the system, you know, was structured against our people, against us. Okay, so what I'm gonna get in today is a little bit of a personal experience, along with spiritual and scripture, always to edify our nation of people. Now, the power of the Lord, a lot of our people don't understand, because a lot of our people are on one side where we only think that the Most High only rains down good. He's all about love, and He wants to save the whole world. Okay, that's false. You know, the scriptures don't tell us that, right? The prophets didn't teach that. Okay, Yahweh Shai, who the world only calls Jesus Christ, He didn't teach that as well. Okay, He preached, you know, for the repentance of our nation, Israelites, so-called Black Native American, Central Indians. He preached that repentance and to turn out of the wicked system, you know, which is today. America, all right, and the oppressors, these elite, the Edomites that are in power, you know, want that one world government where they want to be like the Most High, in the sense that they have control, that you depend on them, and that you know, basically they have your life in their hand, you know, and this RFID chip that they're pushing around the world, you know. They're going to try to fulfill that, you know, fulfill it through doing that, you know, making it so that you're so dependent, you're going to take this chip, right? Because when the economy collapses and, you know, these prophecies start being fulfilled, the economy collapses, the government brings out the martial law, the famine comes in, the race wars start, all these things, and plagues start coming in, that's what's going to happen. And that RFID chip is going to be pushed, right? It's going to be pushed that, you know, our people are going to feel like we need that security, okay? And so we fear, right? Our people fear, two-thirds of our people fear that they're going to get caught out there, so they're going to rely on Esau, right, and his sister, that Michael, that RFID chip, to get that implant so that, you know, they can be taken care of. But the Most High tells us that we're not you know, to receive that mark of the beast, all right? That's the mark of the beast, okay? The karama, right? Which means to cut, you know? So if we know the scriptures, we know that you know, the law tells us not to make any markings on our body, you know, in the first place. So that's where we start, right? But the Lord reminds us, you know, that the way this is going to happen is Esau and his kingdom, right? The so-called white man, these elites, right? Who truly want to be like the Most High, have that power and control, are going to push this on us. A lot of us, you know, a lot of our people are not seeing it. Even the people, you know, of this nationality, of this society, you know, that's, you know, kind of, you know, here going along with what's being pushed, believing that as well, you know. But the Most High is coming for our people, 144,000 elect and that one third. And he's not concerned about these other nations, but he's telling that elect not to take that chip, okay? So we gotta understand the scriptures. We gotta have knowledge from the Most High. We know that all things come from the Most High. So the Most High is doing this, using Esau to fulfill these prophecies, all right? So it's important to understand, you know, the things that are to come so that we prepare ourselves mentally and spiritually, okay? Because ultimately, we are called to place our faith in the, in Yahweh Shai, all right, 100%. So we have to rely on the Most High, and he's the only one that can save us from this, all right? So we have to have that faith unto death, you know? So contrary to belief, that most people think that the Lord's going to come and join hands with every nation. He's coming for this vision, you know? He's coming to separate, right? He's going to put the goat on one side and the sheep, which is his 144,000 elect. You know, he's going to put those people to another side, right? Separate us. So there's no gathering and coming together, right? The falling away has to come first. And that is the falling away. We fell away from the Most High, not keeping the laws and commandments, right? But he's bringing us back. He's bringing that 144 back and going to save them in that day of trouble, which is called Jacob's trouble, you know? When that martial law and these things hit, as prophecy tells us. So it's important to understand that. So what I was going into is basically going to pull out some scriptures showing the power of the Most High, right? Showing that power and remembering that we're to place that faith day in and day out, the same way Yahweh Shai, you know, came to do the Father's will, you know, so shall we. So shall the men of the Lord do the same, okay? And with personal experience, you know, for myself and a lot of others, I'm pretty sure that you've had your own personal experience as well, is how the system works and how it oppresses our people and how we're psychologically you know, pushed and tricked and deceived into relying on this system, okay? There's some experiences, you know, that I've been through with job situations, okay? Where we're supposed to conform to the image, right? The image of the system. What this, you know, nation believes in, all right, and their practices, you know, and they hold themselves high, all right. But the truth of the matter is, you know, the oppression is still heavy, all right. And it don't matter, you know, how you dress up, how you talk, you know, or whatever you do to try to fit into this system. Esau is only still gonna oppress you, oppress your mind, and make you think that you're, you know, being accepted, and we shouldn't want to be accepted in the society, you know, anyway, to our two-thirds of the people, you know, those of you just coming into the truth. We should never want to conform to society. The scripture tells us not to conform, you know, to the ways of this world, all right? So that's the same thing. Whether we went out in jobs and the things we do, we make sure that we keep our tradition, all right? We pray upon the Most High that, you know, that he guides our footsteps, you know, okay? And that's a lot of what I've been experiencing personally. So, you know, Esau, these Edomites, so-called white man, really wants, you know, to have that one world government, you know, where he's in rulership, he has control, you know, and to the point where, you know, that we're so fearful, why people are so fearful, that they pretty much do anything, you know, and the Most High didn't give us a spirit of fear. So, let me start off with 1 Samuel, verse 2. Chapter 2, verse 2, and it reads, "There is none holy as the Lord." The Lord meaning in reference to Yahweh. That's the name of the Heavenly Father. "For there is none beside thee, neither there any rock like our God," right? So there's no other power like Yahweh, okay? And through his son Yahweh Shai, that we have that spirit, you know, to not be, you know, conformed and not to be captive to the sins, you know, the sins of this nation, because everything in this nation is wickedness, right? And no laws of the Most High are kept under this nation. Okay, so it reads, 1 Samuel 2, chapter 2, verse 2 again. There is none holy as the Lord. So this system and anything outside of this, these scriptures are not, you know, those things are not righteous in the Most High's eye. In the Most High's eye, those things are not holy, you know. For there is none beside thee, neither there any rock like our God. So there's no laws that they can post or they can pass in this nation, in this country, in this world, that are higher than the Most High's commands that he given to his people, Israel. Okay, we are the chosen people of the Most High, through bloodline. Okay, so these scriptures fulfill, you know, prophecies, and they tell us as a nation of people who we are. If our people really read the Bible with understanding and given that spirit, you know, poured unto them, you know, if the Most High is dealing with you, that's going to be revealed to you, because you're going to be opened up in that spirit, and that's what makes the difference. You know, there's a lot of people that read the Bible with no understanding because the spirit wasn't given unto them, so they're not going to understand what these scriptures are pertaining to, because a lot of these are dark sayings and mysteries and parables, and to the mind of men, this seems rather foolish, you know. But to a spiritual man, we know this is wisdom. These scriptures and these, these scriptures and these verses in the Bible is, you know, it's wisdom. You know, it's wisdom from the Most High, because it came from the Most High through his, through his prophets that were inspired, you know, by him, by his spirit. Okay. And so any of those other teachings and things that are passed out there, you know, don't compare to the Most High, all right? Verse 3, talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, right? So the way we talk, it tells us in the Bible, we should always be referring to scriptures and to the mind of the Most High and in the spirit, right? We should be professing things, you know, that the Most High, you know, has written for our learning. You know, these things that we rehearse and we go over and study the scriptures, you know, our conversations should be about those things. All right? When we're prophesying, when we're teaching, when we're learning, even in our conversations amongst one another, the Most High's name should be uplifted. All right? Talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let no arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge. And by him, questions are weighed, right? So the Most High judges, and the Most High sees all things. So whatever you do, and however you conduct yourself, in a time of judgment, you will be judged according to your deeds. And the Most High, you know, doesn't favor, you know, he's not a pleaser of men. He doesn't favor any persons, right? So you got to understand that the way the Most High operates, the way the Most High works, is spiritually. And through these scriptures is the way we can continue to do those things that are righteous. Because the Most High left us those laws and commandments in which to abide by. So we are abiding in those commandments, ultimately, in Yahweh Shai, the Son, who is the living Word. Okay? So, you know, connecting that with, you know, the way the society is, and this government, and how our people are very lost, and even the two-thirds of our people who are put in positions of authority, you know, they go along with the structure of this the beast, the structure of this society, the image and the likeness of it, right? About oppression, you know, lies, deceit, all those things, the wickedness that is out the tongue of Esau and his laws go about, you know, throughout this whole society, you know, in America, all right? And a lot of the countries, we understand, you know, are not tolerating, you know, putting up with U.S. Slovakia, what America has been pushing, you know, for generations, all right? And the prophecies are being fulfilled because the Most High is stirring that spirit up in these other leaders, these other nations, okay? So that World War III comes on. But, you know, this all falls back to understanding the power of the Most High and the things that are going on, so that we trust, right? That we trust in His Word, you know, and endure and be faithful to the end. So, like I was saying, in personal experiences, a lot of us, you know, and myself included, you know, have went out on jobs and things like that to you know, to make a living and things that we have to do under the society, right? Because, you know, Esau set it up that way. You know, he doesn't rule in righteousness. So there's wickedness. You know, we have to go out there, you know, and try to get these jobs and things that happen, and we're pushed to conform, you know, to that image. But what I'm saying is that none of that means anything. You know, first and foremost, we should be praying to the Most High for the spirit and understanding, and that, you know, he guides our steps and deliver us, you know, from out of temptation, that we don't have to, you know, we shouldn't have to feel that we have to fit in or we have to do these things, you know, abominations, you know, that go against the Most High. Now, of course, you know, there's certain things, you know, that they, when they don't, you know, go against, you know, our traditions and you know, what the Most High has commanded us, you know, we have to be submissive to, right? So we'll have to put on a suit and tie, you know, at sometimes, depending on the job or whatever. But, you know, to a certain degree and level, we're not saying that we're trying to be like Esau, we're trying to conform, but there's certain, you know, positions, I guess, you know, in life and stages of where we are, or jobs, that just might, you know, we have to do certain things, but not going against the Most High, you know? So there's a balance, there's a reasoning, but we always pray, you know, pray to the Most High is what I encourage to do first. Seek out that understanding, all right? Because He's the one in control and power. He may be placing that there for you to have to go through, you know, because the experience grows our spirit and teaches us. But we're not submitting, you know, we're not submitting to the system. And Esau, we're submitting to the Most High and asking Him for guidance and praying for the deliverance, okay? And understanding, okay? So in that aspect, you know, is how we should, you know, go about it according to the Spirit. You know, not all of us have that same spirit of Yahushua Mashiach. So, you know, some of us, some of our people, you know, two-thirds are just going to go about it believing in that, believing that they have to do this and not seeking the Father, right? So you're basically saying that Esau, so-called white man, these elites, these leaders and powers, the Rockefellers, you know, that are running the world, you know, have more power than the Most High. You know, you're denouncing. What you're essentially doing is denouncing the power of your God. Okay, we have to come back to understanding first that we are Israelites, who God chose the people. So our traditions, you know, the way God set us up, to be separate from these other nations. So we shouldn't, you know, feel that, you know, that the system, you know, we have to conform to, you know, and give ourselves under, all right? Which leads up to, you know, that one world order and the RFID chip and all these things that are going to come to pass, right? We still hold that faith in the Lord, okay? We still hold that faith in the Lord to do His will, right? And whatever our lot is, we have to fulfill that, okay? But not to be fearful of the system, you know, which a lot of our people are, and feel that we have to do these things, and that's our only hope. We're not placing, you know, our faith and belief in the Most High, and that's what He wants for our people. But first, you have to come back and understand who we are as a nation of people, so-called Black, Native American, Semi-Indian. You are God's chosen people. Don't let Esau tell you otherwise, all right, or any other nation, because to them, these nations are nothing, all right? The Most High said that. They're like unto spittle. Right, you are His apple of the eye, so-called Black, Native American, similar to Indian. And so, with my own personal experience, like I was saying, going into, you know, this professional work field, and just on a regular, you know, trying to make sure that you're honestly working and out here doing what you have to do, to take care of yourself and your family and things as such. Still don't rely on the system, but be prayerful, right? Cease without praying. But pray without ceasing, okay? And look for that guidance of the Lord, you know, when we're doing the work, You know, he won't allow these curses to overcome us. And that's basically what it is the curse that we're placed under, that this this wicked man, you know, this nation of people, rule over us, you know, for our sins. For our sins and you know, forsaking the Most High, right? And breaking his laws and commandments, you know? So this is our punishment. We understand those things that we had to get put through, but things are being reversed. So let me move on. So getting back into that last verse saying, for the Lord of our God, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. So everything is judged whether we do good or bad in the Most High's eyes, right? So how do we know that, you know, what's righteous and the things that we should be doing, right? We go to the scriptures. We study in the scriptures and Slakia, and we understand what's required of us, right? Because it says in scripture that the Bible and these scriptures are left behind for learning, you know, correction and discipline. Discipline and righteousness, right? And again, praying for that understanding, you know, in the spirit that the Most High reveals us those things. Verse 6, the Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. You know, so all power is of the Lord's, you know, and we are not to fear men. Like I was saying earlier, we're not to fear the system, but to fear him that can destroy the soul and the body, all right? So whatever the system may do to us, right, we feel that, you know, hard times come about and we get left behind and something happens, you know, we're not to be fearful of that. We're fearful of the Lord who can destroy the body and the soul, all right? And the definition, basically, the soul is a breath of life, right? It's like a breath of life. In the Hebrew, name is Sukkah, right? It says breath, the soul, breath of life, human soul, human person, individual, the vital force which animates the body, right? So the soul is what, you know, what gives us life. Really, it's the spirit, right? In the scriptures that brings us that life. But the soul, you know, exists, you know what I'm saying, within that, okay? I'm going to read Thessalonians 5:23 to go along with the Lord killeth and maketh alive. So the power is in the Most High's hand. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your soul, your whole spirit, and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of Yahweh Shah Mashiach, right? So, you know, being blameless is basically, you know, that we obey the voice of the Lord, right? We obey the laws and commandments. We go out there and do what's righteous according to the scripture, according to what was left behind for our learning and discipline. Okay, it's not these worldly things, it's not what they teach us, you know, in society. That's not living righteously. It's not what they teach you in the church as well. Okay? So, first and foremost, having an understanding of who we are and our God, we must serve, you know, we must serve according to his will. You know, for these things, our reward is in heaven. Okay? So, really the the purpose, right? You know, we say, what's our purpose in life? The purpose in our life is to do the Lord, do the will of the Heavenly Father, okay? So when we have that mindset of the Father, the same way Yahweh Shai, it's like the same way Yahweh Shai had, we don't worry about these things, right? Of course, you got to go out there and work and provide, but we're being provided by the Most High. The Most High is taking care of these things, right? So we pray unto him and not being fearful of this system and the way it's, you know, deceiving our people and oppressing us, right? Because like I said, you know, I've been in a situation with jobs, going out looking, you know, having to dress up and these other things, you know, that Esau is pushing so that, you know, he feels that power and that pride as if, you know, he's ruler of all things. You know, right now he's ruling the earth, but that's going to come to an end. We know through scripture and prophecy that this America is going to be brought to destruction, going to be brought to naught, right? So this once great city, it's like this once great nation, so-called great nation, is going to be ashes and fire and smoke, all right? People don't have that vision because they're not in the spirit. A lot of people don't have that vision because they depend on America. They have that American spirit. They depend on Esau. And the Most High is going to show you. Most High is going to show you that depending on anyone other than him, boy, that's going to lead you to destruction, right? So our people are to come out of that mind state, you know, hearken to the voice of the Lord, because this is not us, you know, preaching and teaching and reaching out on our own consent, but it is of the Spirit of the Lord that placed that Spirit in us to preach His Word and not our Word, right? So, you know, again, you know, for edification purposes, I wanted to post this podcast, this, you know, this topic and discussion, that we remain faithful to the Lord and understand the power of the Most High, and that through Him come all things, all right? So, like I said, you know, this system and the way it's created, and that oppression that these Edomites are giving our people, you know, going out there looking for jobs and these things like that, like I said, personally, you know, I've been through, you know, there's going to be judgment for that. Okay, judgment is coming for that, because we know that the Most High's people, you know, are going through hell right now, these trials and tribulations, but it's through the Lord that we go through this and come out, you know, come out victorious through the Spirit of Yahushua Mashiach, you know, that through Him we have that power. We have that power spiritually of understanding and recognizing, you know, that we depend on Him, you know, 100%. You know, every day, in every aspect of our lives, all right? So it's no different. We don't, you know, hold that spirit of looking up to Esau, but we need to come out of that, all right? So, again, hope this was edifying. You know, keep praying, keep doing the things that are required, you know, seek, labor, and do this work, you know, wherever the Most High, you know, has placed you in that position to do what you're blessed with, you know, do that, and all praises to the Father, you know, through Him, and that our salvation is coming when His kingdom gets destroyed and our people can live righteously, you know, keeping the laws and commandments, because they're going to be in our inward parts, and the heaven condition that we're going to be in is going to be on top, ruling with Yahusha, and judgment is going to come. Judgment is going to come for these nations. So you keep on doing the work of the Lord and increasing your spirit and your faith, and always seek His face. With that being said, I say Shalom, Israel, Shalom.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.